and vacant sites on high streets and in shopping centres could be in line for a Stormont-led makeover, the Belfast Telegraph says. The new plans could see empty premises being used by other shops for their own displays to boost business and improve the look of our towns and cities without incurring extra rates bills. DUP Finance Minister Simon Hamilton says the plans would be different than the fake shopfront paintings and murals that have previously been used. So is this a better solution? Joining me, commentator Geoffrey Peel. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Belfast Councillor Jim Rogers.
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Geoffrey.
Good morning, Jim.
Well, with the niceties out of the way, Geoffrey Peel, good idea?
No, it's a silly idea. It's yet another idea to try to revive the retail sector, which is really suffering a fundamental malaise, largely as a result of internet retailing. Retailing is going away from the town centre, and the sooner politicians realise this and accept it and embrace it and try to do something about it, the better. Or even better, try not to do anything about it, because they're not very good at organising town centres. We have been highly dependent on the retail sector and town centres, thereby ripping out communities, ripping out the souls of our town centres, in order that councils can get lots of rates income. And but the policy has failed. Politicians should butt out, let the market decide how town centres should be organised. Try to get some civil society back in by reducing the rates burden and getting proper business and residential.
Jim Rogers?
And all of the other stuff.
Well, as I understand it, Lisa, this has only been a suggestion at this stage from the Finance Minister, Simon Hamilton, but I think it's worth looking at. But we need to tease out, will these properties be rent-free? Who's going to fit out the window area for them to display their goods? We need to know what's the likely take-up, but we need to do something. The fake shop fronts have worked reasonably well. It's no longer as depressing whenever you're driving, not just through Belfast, Northern Ireland, throughout the British Isles, but even Europe. You're seeing it everywhere, arterial routes, absolutely decimated because of the recession, the same in shopping centres throughout Europe. So it is worth a try, but we need to tease out a little bit more from the Department of Finance and Personnel what actually they're getting at here.
But you talk about the recession there, Jim Rogers. You talk about the recession there, and, you know, those fake shop fronts cost £190,000 over 6 years. So would that money not have been better spent getting real shops up and running?
Well, everyone's playing their part to try and encourage people to set up businesses, particularly in the retail sector. And as Geoffrey's already alluded to, yes, retailers are finding it extremely difficult, mainly because of online shopping. Now, I know lots of people who will do nothing else but shop online, but some of them now have had their fingers burnt, so they're shying away from it. But we need to try and do something. Whether it's in East Belfast, North, South or West, it is soul-destroying to see the number of businesses, some very well established, others maybe just set up in the last few years, pulling down their shutters because of the high rates and rent and mortgages and everything else. So I think we should have a look at this. But let's hear a little bit more from the Department of Finance and Personnel, because if I have a property and there's a vacant shop next door to me, I'm certainly not going to spend the money in getting things sorted out to display my goods in the window.
Go ahead, Geoffrey Payne.
Well, these public sector initiatives just simply don't work. You know, we had the Portis review, and then there was an allocation of money for a number of towns across the United Kingdom. A couple of million quid, I think, wasn't a huge amount of money, but it was still a significant spend, you know, when grouped together across all these authorities. And there was a report published during the week which said that actually in these towns that's been allocated this money, the number of shops that were closed had increased. You know, so fiddling around the edges by local authorities or even the Assembly is not going to produce results. The only thing that will produce results is a wholesale change in the nature of the town centre. That needs to happen. People now need to start putting their thinking caps on about reintroducing residential back into the town centre, because that will give towns a community, a heart and soul again, which they have lost as a result of all of this retail development.
OK, Geoffrey Peel and Jim Rogers, thank you both very much for joining us on that this morning.